Section 4.4, the Colombian Exchange and Global Economics. The Colombian Exchange. The Colombian Exchange is a global trade of foods, plants, and animals during the colonization of the Americas. Produce such as corn, potatoes, tomatoes were sent from the Americas to the rest of the world. In return, the Americas would receive produce and animals such as horses, sheep, cattle, pigs, and bananas. This allowed for a global economy to take place and certainly influenced how other areas of the world viewed the Americas. Capitalism. Capitalism is an economic system. It's an economic system based on private ownership and investment for profit. Companies are created for the purposes of making money. That's why McDonald's and Nike and Microsoft all exist, because those inventors made products that they thought people would want to buy. Their goal then is to make money. So as people create this business, those businesses make money, which then gets reinvested into the business so that way businesses can expand. For instance, I own a shoe store, Hoagie Shoes. What happens is I make a great basketball shoe. I make money. I then want to expand my business by doing things such as adding a second line of tennis shoes to my products. So in order for me to do that, I need to have some investors and I need some money so that way I can research what's the best way for me to make money. So I might go and hire tennis players to perform in a specific shoe to find out how a tennis player and performance is going to differ from a basketball player's performance. That takes money. So the money I make then gets reinvested back into the business. What happens is, overall, as businesses make money, that's going to lead to something called inflation. Inflation is the steady rise in the cost of goods and products. Every year, prices go up. The cost of gas goes up. The cost of milk goes up. The cost of rent and mortgage all increase from year to year. Because what happens is, as these costs increase, everybody passes along that cost. So for instance, in my shoe company, I need to ship leather to get to my factories. Well, if I'm going to use the shipping company, they're going to increase the cost from year to year, because for the shipping company, they're charging me more because it's more expensive in gas. So now they're spending more money in gas. Well, the reason why gas is more expensive is because the oil companies are charging the gas station more money to purchase their gasoline. So as these products keep going in price and increasing in price, that cost gets passed on from one particular part of the process to the next. Eventually, that goes to the consumer, which is why costs and prices are increasing. However, that's also true for things such as salaries. Oftentimes, that salaries will increase at the rate of increase in the economy, the rate of inflation. And that's so that way consumers can keep up with the price of goods. So for instance, if gas is going from $3 a gallon to $4 a gallon, it costs me more money to get to work every day. What then happens is I'm going to ask my boss to give me a raise so that way I can afford the price of going to work. Joint stock companies. A stock is a piece of a company. Some of you or some of your parents may own stock. What happens is that gives you, the general public, the ability to purchase a piece of the stock, a piece of the company. Again, the purpose of this is to allow the company to make money. What happens is, if I have Hoagie Shoes Incorporated, and I need more money because I want to add three more factories, that might cost me $2 million. I don't have $2 million in my bank account. So then what I do is I go to the public and say, hey, if you would like to get in on this particular company, you can buy part of my company, be part owners. I get the cash immediately for the opportunity for me to build my new factories. In return, as part owner of the company, you get a percentage of the profits that my company makes. So each stockholder owns a little bit of the company. So if you own stock in Walgreens or Walt Disney or Microsoft, you are a part business owner. The more stock you own, the more influence you have on the company's policies and procedures. However, the stockholders are only responsible for the money aspect of the company. They're not responsible for the day-to-day operations. So even though a stockholder is technically a business owner, it is much different than a business owner that doesn't have any investors, because the business owner that doesn't have any investors is required to be part of the day-to-day operations. The business owner without any investors has to do things such as pay the bills, decide how much the company's product is going to cost. They have to decide who to hire, who to fire. Those are things that a business owner has to do. Now, if you're a stockholder, you don't have any kind of influence in that. You don't get to tell Nike how much they get to sell their shoes for if you're a Nike stockholder. If you own stock in McDonald's, you don't get to decide who their advertising company is going to be and what their next advertising campaign is. You don't have any influence in the day-to-day operations. Your sole contribution as a stockholder is the money that you have given McDonald's in exchange for future returns. The risk and the profits of stockholders, or the risks and the profits of the company, are shared between all the stockholders. If the company does well, you then get to make money. In return, if the company does poorly, you will then have to, you could lose money on the stock market because you don't get to share in some of the profits if there are no profits to be had. Mercantilism. Mercantilism is the philosophy that the power of a country is dependent on its wealth. So the wealthier a country is, the more powerful that country has, the more power that country has on the world stage. Because if a country has more money, it's able to build a navy. If it's able to build a navy, it now has a stronger military and can do things such as protect its interests around the world. It can also threaten other countries and act like a bully of sorts in order to get good products or the resources that they need. The wealth also allows a country to purchase the necessary resources in order to make their goods. Raw materials, for instance. A country can then have raw materials purchased so that way its companies within the country can be successful and get that at cheap. But in order for the mercantilism system to be successful, you need to have what is called a favorable balance of trade. Quite frankly, that is, you need to export more than you import. Because exporting is you're sending out products. When you send out products, that means you're selling those products. People are buying your products. So you're exporting them to countries all throughout the world. But in order to make those products, you need to buy the materials. Oftentimes, that requires importing those materials from other countries. So if you're importing products, if you're importing materials, you are buying them. You are spending money. So the goal is, of course, to make money. In order for that to happen, you need to export. You need to sell more than you import. Ultimately, the goal is for a country to become self-sufficient. That is, the goal of a country is to be able to rely only on itself. That way, you don't have to worry about the goings-on in other countries. For instance, the United States relies on other countries in the Middle East to provide its oil. The U.S. is not self-sufficient in petroleum. So if in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, a country from which the U.S. imports oil, decides to raise its prices, well, that means there are going to be higher prices at the gas station when you fill up your gas tank. If the Middle East countries decide not to sell the U.S. any oil, then that's certainly going to affect the prices of things that we have here in the United States. So for a country to be self-sufficient, they don't have to worry about things such as war, natural disasters, strikes, and labor problems going on in other countries that affect the goals and the products of what's being in the United States.